To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the white clouds and blue skies over weather-stripped, ice-coated trees on the edge of Waite Road in Easton, New York, comes to us from yours truly in my afternoon stroll from this past Sunday. Let's face it, the weather in upstate New York hasn't given us too many blue skies as of late. Heck, they didn't even last for the duration of that day, so I may be sharing more views from Sunday's walk in the days ahead. Well, it's Tuesday, and I'm sharing today's photo because it's of its simple beauty and to represent that we aren't out of the woods yet in so many ways. Spiritually, as Christians, even though we just finished celebrating Jesus' coming as a babe in a manger on Saturday, we are still awaiting his second coming, where he will come to rule and reign as king. In terms of the days of on the calendar, we are quickly moving out of December and 2021, but we still have a few days until we get there, and still have time to possibly get some business finished and resolve some things before the new year. In terms of the season, we may be past the winter solstice and the darkest day of the year, and we'll experience increasing light that will peak at the spring equinox on March 20th in 2022, but we still have to walk through a few months of winter to get there. And as the news will tell you, although many measures have been instituted to try to control COVID-19 and now all of its derivatives, we are apparently still not out of the woods yet of the pandemic, according to the media. Yesterday's post spoke of my concerns of whether or not people's fear of death would ever allow us to be out of the woods of COVID-19. COVID-19's protective measures, and tried to encourage that we seek the Lord and speak of the protection and eternal life that comes through faith in Christ to a world that desperately needs it, but that may claim to know better. In truth, our lives are continuous, and we will always be in the process of leaving or entering wilderness periods in our lives as we face the changing situations that come with the passing of days. As we are bearers of the message of God's light and truth that has been revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ, sometimes it is extremely challenging to continue walking out our faith and speaking the truth of hope that only comes through Jesus. Christians are villainized as ignorant, unloving, intolerant, unscientific, hateful, backwards, and legalistic for the message of the exclusivity of Christ to save and for agreeing with what the Word of God defines as sin. As much as we would like to please others and just get along with everyone, Christ's example shows us that we are to stand for the truth of God's Word and not compromise our convictions. The bad news is that even though we have been forgiven and made spiritually alive because of our faith in Jesus Christ, we can still make mistakes and falter in the things we do and the words we say. However, the good news is that when we make mistakes, we can take corrective action and seek to reestablish our harmony with God by asking for his forgiveness once again and choose to turn again to his truth and his ways for living. The process of seeking to know God and make him known in the ways we think and act and the many adjustments that we will make as we progress into the future is what is referred to as walking in the Spirit or being conformed to the image of Christ. It is not always clear sailing on the high seas of Christian discipleship, and we often find ourselves in conflict with the world, the flesh, and the devil as we try to walk out our Christian faith. Jesus promised persecution to his followers, so we can expect to be bruised and battered on occasion as we go, but as Christ's disciples, we really don't have a choice but to continue on and to speak the truth in love, knowing that the world would hate us because it hated Jesus too. So today, I would just encourage us all to think about the final days of this year, and if possible, use the time that remains before the new year to resolve issues that we would like to leave behind in 2021. And seek to prepare ourselves for the hope of yet another new beginning in 2022. We may be able to put some things to rest. We may be able to get rid of some things that weigh us down and that we don't want to carry anymore. we may be able to take some steps into a direction that leads to increasing freedom and victory. Although we can't control the situations and people in our lives, we can control what we put our hearts, minds, and efforts to. I would encourage you that the best plan for your life involves coming into agreement with what the Word of God says and seeking the purpose that God has for your life. Christ encouraged us to look past this world and seek His Heavenly Father's for living. In Matthew 6:33, Christ told us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. All these things was referring to the things we need in life, and our seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness would result in us receiving them. Matthew 7:7, Jesus again encouraged His disciples to ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Christ encourages us to seek and ask for what He has for our lives. And as this verse indicates, when we seek and ask for it, God will give it to us. So look at the remaining days of 2021 and contemplate what needs to be left behind to draw closer to what the Lord has for your life. As a disciple of Christ, I encourage you to know that what Christ said is true, and that when you seek and ask for it, you will receive all the things that God has for you. So although we might not be out of the woods yet in many ways, keep walking and talking with God, because His ways are the best ways, and He will guide you out of the wilderness and bring you to where you should be. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Ephesians 1:22, and it says, God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made Him head over all things for the benefit of the church. Today's verse makes it clear that Jesus is in control, and it reminds us that is a good thing for the church. Jesus proclaimed the truth of this verse in one of the concluding verses of Matthew's gospel when He said in Matthew 28:18, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. This spiritual reality will become clear and will ultimately come to bear when Christ returns to reclaim and judge the earth. But the truth of this reality exists here and now and can be experienced when we come into a covenant relationship with Jesus and share in His authority as Christians. That's why this verse in Ephesians speaks of the fact that Christ receiving authority over all things is for the benefit of the church. It is for the benefit of the church because we can claim and utilize the authority that Christ has over all things. While God may bless us by using Christ's authority to answer our prayers, to give us the desires of our hearts, or to give us the gifts of the Spirit, the most profound way that the church can benefit from Christ's authority over all things is in the area of personal sanctification. Christ's authority is used for God's purposes, not our personal desires. So while we might not be successful in claiming Christ's authority over all situations and in influencing other people because of our lack of discernment or wisdom, the Word of God states that our sanctification is God's will for our lives. So we can claim the victory over sin and death that Christ's authority has given us to conquer our fear of death and to align our thoughts and behaviors to be more like Christ. Exercising Christ's authority over our lives is just a matter of knowing who we are in Christ, believing what the Word of God says, and applying it to our lives and our thoughts and actions. We most benefit as the church when we exercise Christ's authority to be more like Him and to encourage others to join His kingdom and us as we seek to do His will for our lives. So claim the authority that Christ has intended for our benefit and use it for good in our lives and for God's purposes. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today, we continue sharing from Chapter 1. And a section called Saved by the Grace of God Through Faith, and the list of what it means to be in Christ. So if you didn't know who you are in Christ, today's resource from Restored on mtforchrist.org spells out that how you are accepted, how you are secure, and how you are significant in Christ. It gives you several statements that proclaim those truths, and it provides the Bible verses that these truths are based on. So when we come in agreement with the Word of God and what it says about who we are in Christ, that's when we have the victory and how things can really change. So, and that's what we encourage here at mtforchrist.org. We encourage a path of Christian discipleship, just meaning we follow what the Lord says and, try to change from our old person to the new person that we are in Christ. We do that by sharing on the podcast our discipleship classes that we've done in the past. We have classes for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ, all of which are based on the Word of God and the work of Dr. Neil Anderson. Those classes are available for your listening enjoyment. And if you want to take a deeper step in the material, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to request the class materials for each one of those. And I would send them to you free of charge via email. We also encourage the study of God's Word, personal Bible study, a daily spiritual practice. And so we do that on the podcast by sharing our Bible studies with Arthur and Susanna Cincotti, where we do a topical study each week from Arthur Cincotti's ponderings and the Holy Spirit. He presents a topic and makes an outline, we discuss all the ways that the Lord directs us in that area and based on the Word of God. So the great thing about our faith is when we walk in it, we discover the fruit of the Spirit, which include peace, joy, and love. And so that's what we encourage here at the blog and the podcast and every day of our lives as we draw closer to Him with every passing moment. So let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Thank you for the gift of our salvation and for opening our eyes to the truth that we can be free in Christ here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, so we pray for that today for everyone listening. Lord, we thank you for the multitude of people that have downloaded our messages on the podcast. We're breaking the milestone of 4,000 downloads yesterday. Lord, we just thank you for that. We pray that our word encourages people to follow you and be more like Christ and to experience their freedom every day. Lord, we pray for the people listening today. We pray for the healing that's needed. You know our personal requests that we've prayed already. And you know what's in the hearts of those people listening today, Lord. So we add our desire for their prayers to be answered by you. Lord, we also pray that you go before us today, that you would protect us and guide us into the things that we should do and to help us to do the best that we can do to represent you and your kingdom today. Lord, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to empower us in our walk and to guide us in the way we should know and to show us the truth that we need to see. Lord, we thank you for all these things and we pray them all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.